Over the last month, a working group created a framework for how the city should spend its $14 million in CARES Act funds. The federal disaster relief funds are meant to offset anticipated costs and community losses from the coronavirus pandemic. The Sitka Assembly took a look at the group's budget for the first time on Thursday. The Assembly already approved $4.5 million for utility and mortgage subsidies. The initial budget also included $5 million for businesses and nonprofit grants, just under $2 million for city-funded programs, nearly $2 million for city mitigation costs and public safety, around $500,000 for the Sitka School District, and over $500,000 in contingency funds in case another COVID-19 emergency arises. Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeis thought the overall framework was good, but he did think the $1.75 million for public safety needed to be trimmed back.
And maybe it's just because I want to see the money in the hands of the citizens more. I don't know. I would support something closer to $1 million because I understand that there has been some public safety issues, but it just seems like a large number to me initially.
In response, member Tor Christensen made an amendment to move $750,000 into new city-funded programs, which include money for childcare subsidies, food security, mental health, and a local employment program. Member Kevin Mosher helped draft the working group budget. He said he was fine with moving the money, but not to city programs.
Because I like the idea of taking some from the city and moving it over, but I would prefer to see it go into Category 2. I think the business and nonprofit grants are kind of the heart and soul between that and the utility are the heart and soul of what the purpose of this was meant for.
The group approved the amendment on a 4-3 vote with members Richard Ween, Kevin Mosher, and Valerie Nelson opposed. As a whole, member Richard Ween wasn't on board with the working group's approach. He said it wasn't clear how the group arrived at its numbers and thought they needed to learn more about the community's needs.
If we had a clear idea of what the needs were, we can attach numbers to them. And that solves the problem. To me, this is cart before horse. And you may find that there will be much less money used in the utilities, and then you'll have to reallocate. And I think this is a process that is still half formed.
Working group and Assemblymember Kevin Knox disagreed.
You know, we may be moving money around anyway. That's fine. I mean, I think one of the things that a lot of people within the community, in the, you know, the business and nonprofit worlds, within our city government, have really been looking towards is getting this money out and working in our community to address needs, to stimulate, to help, you know, tide over.
Several community members asked that some of the CARES Act funds go toward a community center to serve Sitka's long underserved population of people without housing. A&B Camp 1 president Harriet Belial said the Assembly should purchase the former First Presbyterian Church to be used as a shelter.
This would be an excellent investment for the city to help those who need it the most. I'm sure organizations such as Salvation Army would step forward to help open this community center. There are many volunteers here in Sitka who devote their time and efforts to help this most vulnerable population.
But that idea wasn't added into the budget. Ultimately, the Assembly approved the funding structure on a 6-1 vote, with member Richard Ween opposed. But it still isn't set in stone. The Assembly will meet again at the end of the month to review the working group's progress. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.